Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel round and round. That pose she go, that sound to make when she hit the floor. Go boom. I'm gonna take her to my room. For show. I know you know every time I come in it's jumping.
PKL BNP, we fucking money. With you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dash. And that's gonna make me dash.
Make it rain. Ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go. At the Georgia, I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die, you be cute. LOC, Tree Turtles, job.
Money ain't a thing.
BKL PNT, Charlie ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't afraid of pics, let's go.
You wanna see some ass?
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
Rain, make it rain.
Yeah.
Rain,
where you from?
Make it rain.
I've got a home on my mind, and though I search, I never win. I'm told that if you seek, you shall find your angel. I'm throwing both my hopes aside, but the prayer I'll be found in time. Extra vicious, and I've been living a lie from the beginning. I told myself no one else. Now I can't have a man, I just thought that I am living. Tell me with a song I'm out to play. I'm tired of living in this rain of gray. Will you steal in my umbrella? Waiting on tomorrow, he's a human enemy. Now the night turned the day, hard to work the same day. I thought to you, I'm ready. If you could take all my pain away, my tears are streaming oceans on my face. No more dreaming, yesterday. Yeah. Tell me, am I ever gonna find my angel's life? I've got a move my mind to kick. I know I think I never win. Bye.
Yo. What's up? Real talk. Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we feature in the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. The number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl riding shotguns, D-Dub. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
You're jamming with the hottest DJ on the planet. Hottest DJ on the planet.
Real talk, y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. Don't call me broke. They knew it as soon as they saw me. That's all she wrote.
Streets like cold Chicago. Hey. And yet you knew I seen it all before. But still I fall like no tomorrow. Good night is over with this all she wrote. All she wrote. All she wrote. I said it's over with this all she wrote. All she wrote. All she wrote. Tonight is over with, that's all she
wrote. Tonight is over with, that's all she wrote. You know they say that time is money. I'm a hustler, go get her. Regardless, I won't drop them. And I do it for my kids, my family, so we even right. Get it fuck starving, they gon' make me take it to the street life. I'm going through hard times, my life is burning like a candle. In the Bible say that God will put you with that you can handle. They say the word can hear me. I think the world feared me. My vision kind of blurred, but I can see them seeing clearly. Coach put me in the game. Four quarters is clutch time. Squad of a spellbound, I'm hooked up, what's up? Now, racing and pacing myself, look, I'm staying humble. I don't care what you call me, because my money growing bundles. They knew when they saw me, they know you're thinking less of me. They knew when they heard me that I was hot as Texas me. I ain't talking hot sauce, but whenever it pop off, I hope I don't get knocked off, because they know I'm not soft. Trusting to kick my rocks off.
I don't really care what you call me, as long as you don't call me rude. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me. Good night is over with, that's all she wrote. Streets like cold Chicago. Hey, listen, you have seen it all before. But still, I fall like no tomorrow.
I like the common denominator, the center sport. Wrong, cause I'm pushing the limits from what you saw before. Pounds like the Devo when you see the bald eagle with his talons all around me. And I'm smiling at the people, see you balling back car. Well, mine are all in assets. So many back royalties, I ain't cashed yet. Dollars in the euros turn euros in the shillings. Buy some land in the desert, you like, what the fuck you building? And they say it's all she wrote. But I'm reading her hippocrafor, more popular than Pharaoh and the arrow in the Achilles. Necessarily, you see me as a man and not a myth. But my words are forever legendary. I exist. Aim higher than your holy empire. I am sick. I risk 3730, aiming to win. I don't miss. I am doing it because everybody ruined it, pursuing it. I give it all away and walk the circle like I ain't worried about the fucking money.
I don't really care what you call me. You can't even call me gone.
For real. Get your mind right. Hey. Okay. Real talk, y'all know what it is. It's your boy J-Dawg. Yo, we're holding it down Sunday night. Yo, the time is 9:50 Eastern Standard Time. Yo, and we're definitely on the grind one more time. Yo, real talk, the number 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial, man. Real talk, you already know what it is. You know how it goes down, man. Do what you do. Hey. We'll be right back. boy J Dog coming to you live on WTBTA Radio. We'll be featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame, to national artists that are changing the game. Now you'll be hearing the same time and time again about the media tank. Real talk, the media tanks are definitely money in the bank. Yo, if you definitely tired of paying your high cable bills, and you definitely need to hit us up, you know what I'm saying? For $35 a year, you can enjoy your local cable television programming and all the movies you can hard to stand. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, we're definitely on the move to definitely take media back to where it once was. We can't give it away for free, and we can damn near make it almost free. Real talk, don't take my word for it. Holler at my boy JR, man.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy JR, you know what I'm saying? Looking for all y'all out there who interested in getting into the music industry. Hit me up, you know what I'm saying? And if you also, if you're interested in getting rid of all of your high cable bills, and you tired of paying high cable bills, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy JR once again. Y'all come on now.
Yo, real talk, it is. It's just that simple. You hit us up at 678-534-8447. That number is 678-534-8447. Go to the website, which is spellboundmedia.weebly.com. That is www.spellboundmedia.weebly.com. Hit us up so we can definitely change the game for you. Real talk, taking media that way it once was, which is free for everyone. But we can't give it away. We can damn sure make it affordable. You already know it. Hit us up.
What's up? What up, boy? Legion, the legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, B Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Feels like giving up. You made the biggest mistake you ever made. Trying to convince yourself she's coming back.
She walked up out the door.
The truth is she can't put up with you
anymore. And your heart's about to break, 'cause you waited too late to get her back. And now she's gone.
You can make it, she needs time to get her last right couple of nights and she'll be home. But you're wrong, she's gone.
Baby, I'm sorry, please. suckin' hoes don't watch me.
You know this, man.
I love a dunker, no. I got the dunker money. Pocket dunker chump. I like to bend it over. I like to spread it out. Like a litter between you. With a mash your mouth. The that's nasty, huh? No, it ain't good. If you look like I live, you get the same love. I'm making love in the club. Just the same light. Red, yellow, green diamonds. Traffic lights. Chop the whole deck whack. I ain't trying to fight. Forget it, rapper. I'm a plumber. I lay pipe. I like my red. So we were dark skin. The new Lambo truck. They fit them all in. And my 600 bins. They have them all wildin'. Ride shotgun in 159 pounds.
I'm on my way. get motivated. I'm on my way, I'm on my way. Yeah. I'm on my way, I'm on my way. Get motivated. I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I'm on my way, I'm on my way. Get motivated. I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
Slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. People afraid of criticism, but I always put myself in a sacrificial position. They didn't know I ain't just rapping for fame. I got my old homie Hassan, some father asking for change. Yup, I get a cash up. This paper don't matter. They see me from skinny to fatter. When I rap about war, they got a tendency to scatter. They ain't my backup no more. So now my enemies are at my front door. Cause anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they calling it reverse racism. Still to this day, the street's torn. My brother Jung, I always have a seat for him. Not behind me, beside me. You always know where to find me. They say the close ones will hurt you. So let's keep a small circle on the road of riches and diamond rings in the land of the blind. The man with one eye is the king. They say we NIGGER. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. Check out my man Alonzo Cartier with that joint called Flower.
You know what it is. This is WTBTA Radio.
Y'all call in. Y'all know what it is. If you feel it, just throw it up, man.
People thought that I'm not slowing down for part of time. Know that I'm the hardest, I just won't put in my daughter mouth. Pay my dues, I roll my wings, I think it's time to sort of stop. Reality check, don't pay no bills, it's summer in my water house. Fuck your car, fuck your broad, want my cake in large amounts. More and Luther, I'm approved, but do shit they ain't thought about. My ends is to live, what we live is just to die. Everybody claiming real, but how we living is a lie. I swear I try to keep it moving, motherfucker, constitution. Knocking what the fuck I'm doing to the board, no birds is pulling. Hey, label me a nuisance, the government took confusions. They feed it so we can do it, this world is making me lose it. That's the reason why I do this, my soul resides in this music. I'm overdrive with this music, I'm overdrive when I'm cruising. I just lay back, stage black, wishing I get paid back. Prison overpopulated, raising up the state tax. I try to be a bit of me, trying to leave a legacy. Cause look at these teen pregnancies. They blame that on celebrities. Fame is never ending me. Checks on every assembly. It's only the beginning. See, not taking shot of history.
I'm working every day. Try to make a way. I know it. Gotta keep on pushing. Keep on grinding. When I'm at the top, there ain't no stopping me. I can't worry about it. I made it now. Put it on the floor of the line.
They make them, they break the rules. Break the teach in the schools. In case you don't read the news, our nation is fucking doomed. Life is all about choices. Insanity's most important. This very fucking torn it. Spare me the disappointment. If mama had an abortion, I would not exist. Optimist, I didn't have a potipus. So I got a 96. How much time I'ma get? See what the fuck those time did. I'm just a Democrat. That's killing facts, and I ride for my conglomerate. I'm thunderborn. You've been warned. Since nation, under God, I swear it's hot, but it's all we got. So I'ma ride around with nothing on. No blaming on the hustle. Blaming on all the suffering. It's shamed, and I'm quite disgusted. I'm aiming for Warren Buffett. Get fame, and we get Republic. Change, but we get no justice. That's lame, but this our country. We smile, but ain't nothing funny. Integrity's all you need. That and a little weed. They killing us overseas. Call it being all you can be. But read all you can read. Even between the lines. See the signs. Don't follow the leader to the leader lies. He disguised. Build this bed on shit that should be legalized. Lead them eyes, but I don't know shit. Just be advised. We the wise. We flawless.
I'm working every day. Trying to make a way out of no way. Gotta keep on pushing. Keep on grinding. And I'll be the top. There ain't no stopping.
Y'all know what you're doing.
And you know this, man.
You might as well call me rolling. You might as well call me rolling.
Raise your bucks, man. We are touchable. Knowledge is power. Anything you need to know, I guarantee you it's in the book, man. When you got my knowledge, you're untouchable. Better yet, you can smile.
That's some real shit, y'all.
J-Dawg, what's happening? C-Fret, live. Where they do that radio? What? Big Red, you know what it is. Hey, don't C-Fret, where they do that at? Hey, don't J-Dawg, where they do that at? Hey, don't where they do that at? Radio, where they do that at? Yeah. S-C-E, man, you know what it is. Your boy C-Fret checking in. J-Dawg, killing with that Big Red, y'all. Yeah.
Hey, nigga, I'm really getting them off the wharf out here, shawty.
Yeah, nigga.
Keep going,
Corbin.
We going to the request line. That's a big joint, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Get your mind right.
A-T, I see you, boy. Jump. Yeah, boy. Jump. Hey, to the city, you got to jump. I be getting money. That's all the niggas know. Traffic jam, honey. That's all the niggas know. Hey, my trap fucking. That's all the niggas know. Your trap ain't doing nothing. I heard it moving mighty slow with me. I'm playing deep red. Yeah, red, deep drop. Yeah, red, deep play. Roll, red, deep play. Me, I'm playing deep red. Yeah, red, deep drop. Yeah, jump. Be gonna start the roll. Now I step up in the gold, fly in the delicate, and the girls be like, damn, they swaggin', first you get out of these other niggas ballin' in their bitch. I got stupid, stupid right there while I'm ballin' in their bitch. I be gettin' the air with stickin' on Steve's stick, then it can be painted, bitch, look at it, glissin'. Keep on money spending, no good feelin'.
Very interesting week. Yo, real talk. Yo, we back in the booth doing how only we can do. Yo, where they do to that radio is taking over the world by storm. Universe, that is. Shout out to my man. You know what I'm saying? Baby G, man. Get better, man. Get well. Real talk. Yo, shots out. Prayers go out to my man. You know, Baby G holding it down, doing what he do. Yo, shots out to my man Silk from Just Shipping It Radio. My man DJ Ghost Rider from New Vision Media holding it up. Real talk. DJ Payne in his thing. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. It is what it is. And all I'm saying is, man, if you're tuning in to the hippest show that's on the airwaves, you're definitely at the right place at the right time. A little over 27,000 callers calling in. A little over 35 million listeners worldwide. Real talk, the world want to know what you're doing today. So let's get down to the business. See what's up. See what's happening. See where you're doing it at on WTBTA Radio. Real talk. Let me see what's up. Let me see if I can get my partner in crime on the line one more time. Yo, call the last 4 digits of your number. 9512. What it do? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Caller, 92112. Well, 9512, that is. Yo, can you hear me? Maybe they're taking a small chronic break. I ain't going to knock you. Real talk. Hey, do what you do. I'm going to come back at you. I'm going to come back and holler. I'm going to holler. Real talk. You already know what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before. Yo, call a last thing. Go number 0087. So who we got checking in, man?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Jay?
What's good with you? What's good with you? What's good with you? Tell the world who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio, man.
AYCHIZHS. WM Watchman. What's up, man?
Yo, man, what's up? What's good with you, man?
Cooling. I'm really cooling. Had to take some time off to settle my thoughts. There's been a lot going on, so had to kind of gather myself.
I can imagine. You say you had a lot going on. I definitely believe it, man. I hear you're a very busy man. Real talk, man. You had enough turkey on Turkey Day, man?
Yeah, I still got some leftovers of that, as a matter of fact.
Hey, that what's up, man. That's one thing about Turkey Day, boy. You be eating turkey sandwiches, you know what I'm saying, turkey salad, all kind of stuff all week long, man. You know what it is.
I was never really too big on Thanksgiving, though, man. But it's a beautiful thing, though. I feel like every day should be Thanksgiving.
Okay. That's real. That's real. That's a good way to look at it, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot to be thankful for. So definitely every day should be Thanksgiving. We should be giving somebody, the man, especially the man upstairs, thanks. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, you know, doing what he does. You know, it is what it is. I definitely feel
How's
you,
everything
man,
holding
you know,
up?
Yo, everything is holding up. Everything is wide open, full throttle. We doing what we do. We holding it down like four flat tires, man. Real talk. It
what's
is what it
there,
is.
Though?
Say that again?
I said, what's new out there? Like, what's new?
Oh, what's new? Hey, man, a whole bunch of stuff is new. A whole bunch of stuff is new, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? New artists coming out of the woodworks doing what they do. You just heard from my man, you know what I'm saying, Alonzo Cartier. You're going to be hearing a lot from that young man, man. Real talk, that joint called Flawless. Yo, very conscious young man. Definitely, you know, opening our eyes up to what's real, what's trill out there. You know what I'm saying? Just name a few. We got a lot of stuff going on. But you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's like this. Man, all you got to do is just definitely check in, tune in. You'll definitely catch all this exclusive stuff in terms of what's popping off, what's going on, where we doing it at, McKenzie. We doing it right here. You guys are the reason why this radio station, affiliated with over 27 other radio stations nationwide, is doing the numbers that we're doing. It ain't got nothing to do with J-Dawg, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie, or the rest of the crew. It's about you guys, the artists, and yes, the fans. So, man, y'all what's up? You guys are what's up, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But while I got you locked in, you know, tell me what you got coming in the world. Because I know, man, as quiet as you've been, I know you've been shooting some videos. I know you've been in the booth, man. So tell me what's up, what's happening, what's good.
To be honest, Jay, I've paused everything. Everything's on pause. And I think this week I'm actually going to start moving again. I just, like I said, I've been trying to gather myself and get my thoughts together. It's been a lot. Like, you know, some negative, mostly positive. But so far the negatives have been canceled out, so. Right now, I'm just in the process of trying to link up with new people, new folks, and taking it to the next level.
True. Hey, that's what's up, man. Sometimes you got to definitely step back, reevaluate, and definitely clean out the closet to make it all good because, yo, as long as you're a positive dude and you're giving out positive energy, it's reciprocated. You give out love, love comes back. You know what I'm saying? So if the negativity is coming in your ear, you need to get it out about your ear. Real talk.
Yeah, that was like my main purpose, you know, to get that. Get rid of the negative, and then once I know that's gone, now it's time to just move again. You know, I didn't want to be in the negative light. Like, it's one thing to have people notice you for good reasons, but if it was a negative that would come from it, then I think you should get rid of that negative altogether. So that's what I did, and now I'm actually running again. So, you know, much respect to everybody that's out there. You can check me out, YouTube, type in Mr., which is M-R-A-Y-C-H-I-Z. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Dummy Language, which is D-U-M-M-Y Language, L-A-N-G-U-A-G-E. You can hit me up at A-Y-C-H-I-Z on Twitter and also Watch Me Presents. I got three of them joints because the Dummy Language is going to be like a type of a mixtape type CD setup for artists that I deal with. So if you follow that and you're willing to do some work in the future, we can get it popping. Get everything jumping. So just contact me at those links. And for the most part, shout out to everybody that's out there, man. Legion, Miss Rare Breed, Mr. Sheen, Quarter Hitman, DJ Cool, UJ, B Dub, Beanie Weenie, all the DJs that's out there, much respect. Yeah, everybody, man. Just keep going up. That's all I can really say. And shout out to everybody that showed me support on that I'm On My Way joint, man. I'm trying to get a third verse on there. We'll see what it looks like in a few.
All right, real talk. I'm definitely pretty sure it's definitely awesome. I definitely want to get on that joint with you, man, and definitely let the world know what's up and what's happening. Y'all hearing it live. My man H is in the building. Real talk, one of Philadelphia's finest. Yo, remember, guys, you're definitely locked in to where they do that at radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. So we don't want you to go nowhere because we ain't done yet. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go down
appreciate
the line.
Appreciate
you, Jeff. I got to send the callers out there. Yeah, go ahead, man.
No, I said I appreciate you, man. Watch me.
Hey, we're going to do just that. We always got to watch you, man, because you give us something to look forward to. Real talk. This is my man, H.S. This is the Urban Experience like never before. But we're definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. You know what to do, man, H. Yo, man, just hold the line. Let's see what's up, bro.
I'm with you.
All right.
Hey, it's your girl, Visa, reporting live wherever you do that radio. I'm calling all performing artists and groups ready to now to start the next Fan Exchange DVD series. We're taking live in Atlanta and in cities near you. The benefits of being a Fan Exchange participant include paid booking opportunities, publicity in mass media, career consulting, and unlimited networking. For additional information, call V-Dub at 678-389-6869 or follow me on Twitter at V-Dub-ATL. Remember to tune in to J-Dog, V-Dub, and Beanie Weenie on Where They Do That At Radio. You know the number, 347-934-0318. Holla at your girl.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all wishes, man. Check this out.
How you like me now?
for show. Tell me what you think. Yo, this group is coming straight out the Midwest. Check it out. Let me know what you think.
I'm
this, man.
From you was like a hidden spring when I lay eyes on you. Felt the connection in between me and you. I felt a little day, don't know what I should do. Should I go come to him? I'm staying with my friends. My mind is punching in, my heart is jumping. I'm feeling so confused, like I was only two. All I had was mine. It's not I wanted you with passion. But now it's time that I can't do what I'm gonna make to you.
Cool to smile. Since when did it become hip hop's taboo? Cause I would be smiling all the time if I made even half of the money you do. Frowning like you just caught a face full of sun. How I miss the days when hip hop was fun. When DJ Quick first burst on the scene. When Boys in the Hood was on the big screen. When Tupac Shakur was a dancer for Humpty. When Nasty Nas five mic'd in the monthly. When MC Breed painted the White House black. When Too Short retired and then came back. When Wyclef Jean asked out Mona Lisa. That's the era this poem will feature. I want to go to a show and not have to front. I'll fist a cup, but I'd rather you pass the blunt. Let's just chill and enjoy the diversity. Let's get lost in the rhythm's uncertainty. It doesn't make you less hardcore if you shake your ass on the fucking dance floor. But somewhere along this road we made rules. And smiling became the weakness of a fool. And silence and anger became the norm. And that's when the party began to lose form. I reminisce about the glory that's gone, when happiness wasn't looked down upon, when EPMD crossed over with the crossover, when Tim Hardaway still had his crossover. I used to go to the store and buy classics. Now I go to the store and shit's plastic. I can't call it, I'm fiending for skill, cause y'all might be dope, but I don't see your will. All I see is suckers pretending they're ill, snapping photographs with a barbecue grill. Well, I can't relate to this lack of humanity. Music's as vulnerable as insanity. I remember when Fife was a sidekick, when gangster rap was still on the rise, kid. when De La Soul was reincarnated, when Freestyle Fellowship first circulated, when Run DMC wore Adidas sneakers. That's the era this poem will feature, from 86 to 95, when hip-hop was just too thick to describe. I strive to become it in every way, so I practiced religiously every day. On the bus ride home, folks thought I was schizo. In eighth grade, I wore more rayon than Cisco. Housing was in, and Mr. Dabalina could have caught a misdemeanor if he faked on his friend. See, we would rap until we were bored, with no cash advance or Grammy award. My boys' club trophies cluttered my shelf. We've no other reason but reason itself. So why is it so uncool to smile? Since when did it become hip-hop's taboo? Because I would be smiling all the time if I made even half of the money you do. Frowning like you just caught a face full of sun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was fun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was fun. How I miss the days when hip-hop was won.
Mixing the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat.
Beat to beat.
With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
J-Dog, the building man. In the building, man. Real talk, man. I'm telling you, man. Good music speaks for itself. Great music speaks for itself in a universal tone. Real talk, all I'm saying is, man, yo, those young ladies we just heard earlier with that drunk call, I got a crush on you. Real talk, man. All I'm saying is, yo, I'm feeling it. I'm loving it. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about the G's doing what they do. I'm going to go to request line one more time to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where you're doing it at on WTDTA Radio. Let me try that one more time. Call her. Last 4 digits of your number is 9512. What it do?
Say dog.
Yeah. What's up? What's up? What's up with you? What's up with you, B-Dog?
You must have been trying to pull me on earlier.
I was trying to pull you. You know I was trying to pull you on. I said you were taking a crime break.
I don't see how I missed it. That's possible. Or various other situations. But, yeah, okay, that's what's up. How everybody doing tonight?
Man, yo, you know, we holding it down. We loving it. We loving the show, man. We loving the energy, man. I mean, yo, did you get a chance to hear that last joint from the girl group that I'm singing that joint in, I Got a Crush on You?
Yep, I sure did.
Man, tell me what you think about that, because, yeah, I've been waiting.
I had to
book you on first.
Come holler at me and hop on this Fame Exchange tour, because I need opening act bad.
I hear you. Well, I think they definitely got something
in store
for
you. That's what I got to say
about it. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We were just talking about, you know, what happened to the female groups, man? What's going on? Where they at? Real talk. Hey, they right here.
I told y'all 2 years ago that it was a open lane for female groups. If y'all go back on demand and play the shows back, I've been preaching this for a minute.
That's right. That's right. Y'all better go back to the Archive 5 group. My girl, VW, you right. She has definitely been preaching it, man. She's like, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, hip-hop has its lane, but, yo, where the females at, man? Where they at? You know, but, hey, they right here. They right here. But, yo, VW, since I got you on the line, man, definitely tell them how they can get more involved in the Fame Exchange Tour, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so to get involved with the tour, you can get in touch with J-Dog, get in touch with myself. I'm on Facebook, Valencia V-Star Sims, and I'm on Twitter at VWATL. Yeah, so, I mean, I got people coming through. So the good thing about it is y'all are awake, you understand what the move is, so I feel good about that, but I need more muscle, more movement.
Okay.
More movers and shakers, you know what I'm saying? More people sitting in executive seats. I mean, if you produce beats, you got a team, you run your own management situations and so forth, I need you as well, in addition to the singers, rappers, actors, dancers. I need people that can be in leadership roles as well.
All right, that's right. You know, and we can't have too many chiefs, not enough Indians. So we definitely need all facets, all involved, man. Because real talk, with the Fame Exchange movement that my girl V Dub is definitely heading up, yo, it's definitely an urban experience to remember. You definitely want to be a part of it, man, because it definitely gives back to worthy causes, and it definitely shows strength and unity in every community that they touch, man. So that's real.
And we're going to be doing big venues. that's another thing that people are not recognizing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and upwards of thousands of people, so you really need to hop on board. If you're having issues with funding for your projects and so forth, hop on board as well, because we have a program that will be starting December 1st. So we're going to go ahead and just work the whole nine. So you'll be a full package once, you
that's
know,
right.
Famous things like really the last stop.
That's right. That pretty much it won't be no excuse for you not to get involved unless you're just not around, because real talk, yo, she's definitely making it accessible to everyone. Also, you know, they have financing opportunities to definitely get folks engaged. So real talk, you definitely need to get in where you fit in, man. That's real talk.
Yep.
So, yo, we got the fans lined up, V-Dub. We got them lined up. So we're going to go to the lines.
Okay,
right
let me go ahead and give everybody my office number right quick, too, J-Dawg. Get a grab a pen or type this in your phone, 770-559-7548.
Give it to him one more time, Vito.
770-559-7548.
Real talk. Holler at my girl, Vito, so she can definitely get you in the game, man. This is Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. So let's go to the lines one more time to see who's on the grind, to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where you're doing it at on WTBTA Radio. You already know what it is. Let's see what's up. Yo, caller, last for digging, your number is 5610. You're definitely in the building on WTBTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, J-Dawg? It's your boy Legion.
What's up, Legion? The Legend. Real talk, man. What's been good with you, man?
Ah, man, getting better. You know, I was sick. Not too long ago, so just getting better, doing more songs, still pushing forward. Same old, basically. Just trying to stay consistent, you know.
There you go. Consistency is the key, my brother. I'm glad to see you definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know, not letting that cold hold you down, man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely battling back from that. Real talk. If you've been listening to the show since we, you know, in the last 10 minutes, man, what do you think about the group that came in with that joint, I Got a Crush on You? Tell me what you think about that.
Oh, man, I had the phone up and down, man. I was, you know, taking care of my little homie, and we was over here eating, so... I heard a little bit of it. That's the one where the dude came in at the end first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, I heard a little bit of it. I wouldn't even want to give an opinion on it, man. I'd be lying. But from what I was hearing, it sounds good, but I want to actually take time and listen to it, you know, like I really, really listen to music.
True that, true that. So real talk, you know, we can accommodate that because, you know, this group, and I'm doing this for a reason because real talk, you know, these young ladies, you know, sent me a real heartfelt email, you know what I'm saying, to one of my associates. And I'm like, yo, real talk, you know, you guys are really trying to do it like that, man. Let me see the joint. Let me see what's up. And when I heard it, I was like, yo, I'm going to let the fans see what's up and see what's happening with it. But definitely, man, glad to definitely see you definitely doing better, feeling better. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, we plugging in, holding it down on our end. You know what I'm saying? Yo, for all the Legend fans out there, man, let them know what's up, what's happening, how they can get at you, man.
Definitely. Follow me on Twitter for all the new updates, the music and things of that sort at Legion the Legend, at Legion the Legend. You check me out on last.fm, Legion the Legend, teamlegion.info, youtube.com/Legion the Legend. Those links are also on the website, also with ringtones and things of that sort. You can check me out on, you know, Spellbound Media. That Weebly time, where they do that at, always, so I'm everywhere.
That's right. My man is everywhere, so definitely get at him. Real talk, this is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely, definitely, definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Yo, Legion, hold the line one more time. We're going to definitely do what you do, man. I'm going to give you another glimpse of that so you can definitely give us your opinion on the whole track. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely do that for you, man.
Okay, cool.
Now, what's up? Real talk on where they do that radio. It is what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before. Like I say, man, yo, these young ladies came a long way. They definitely do it. I'm just going to give you a little sample of it, then we're going to go back to the request lines, man. Check this out.
That
yo, real talk, all I'm saying is, man, yo, good music sells itself. It does what it does, man. If you definitely feeling that joint, hit us up at 347-934-0318. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. I'm going to jump into the request line one more time to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see what you're doing at on WTBTA Radio. Just ride with me, man.
It's been a while since I heard from you. Was like a little spring when I lay eyes on you. Felt the connection in between me and you. I felt a little day, even though what I should do, said I don't complain.
Yo. Real talk, it is what it is, man. We got them coming in all over the globe. Call the last but leading your number 0049. You're definitely on the grind on WTBTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
That's John T. Brown, J. Dawg. What's going on?
What's good with you? What's good with you? What's good with you, man? Tell the world where you calling from, man.
Man, Memphis, Tennessee.
Real talk, Tennessee. In the building, man. Real talk. Yo, you've been hearing us since we've been riding, man. Man, tell us what you think about that joint I just dropped on him, man.
Man, I'm digging it. I'm liking that jump, man. It sounds real good on it.
That was up. That was up. Real talk, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? The artists are definitely coming in. They definitely doing their part. They definitely representing it to the fullest on where they do that radio, man. That's what we love about this show, man. Yo, the creativity, the artists, the whole nine yards, and the energy, man. Real talk is reciprocated all the way around the board, man. But definitely real talk, man. What's the word on my man Alonzo, man, Cartier? Because, yo, we definitely feeling him as well, you know what I'm saying, with that joint Flawless, man.
You know that, man. He's around here making more hits. You know, y'all check for him soon, man. Coming to a town near y'all soon, so just watch out for him. You know, check out his music on his Facebook page, Alonzo Cartier, and also, you know, check him out on Twitter, @AlonzoCartier_.
Real talk, man. Real talk. I already know my man Alonzo definitely represented. You know, we love individuals definitely conscious. We love individuals definitely doing some real stuff when it comes to music, man. Speaking of that, for all y'all that missed, you know, the broadcast on Friday, man, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of give you a recap, man. I ran a clip from my man Sean Anthony, you know what I'm saying? Yo, real talk, real good brothers, definitely out there, definitely promoting this thing, and definitely letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. He was talking about how the industry was infiltrated and pretty much, you know, what actually was perpetuated in terms of hip-hop. Now, I want just to give you just, matter of fact, for everybody that missed it, which one I'm going to do, because I've been getting a lot of requests, you know, from all over the globe. They want to hear more about that, kind of, you know, get a recap. So what I'm going to do is this. I actually have both clips. I actually have the one that Sean Anthony did talking about the influence in hip-hop, and then also the exclusive interview with my man Doc, you know what I'm saying? And that's one you definitely don't want to miss. But, yo, real talk, this is what we're finna do. I want y'all to sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe, because I'm finna crank this thing up. We're finna teach you something. We're finna show you something. Real talk, this is the Urban Experience like never before, but we're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. So just hold the line one more time so we can definitely see what's up, see what's happening, see what you're doing in that, man. It's finna get thick up in here, man. Check this out.
Motivated, hip hop motivated, flowing with the on the mic with time. another edition of Flow Vision Radio. I am your host, the hip-hop motivator, Sean Anthony. Now listen, today we're going to talk about the infiltration of hip-hop. A few weeks ago, someone sent me some audio files of a recording of a gentleman that's given a very detailed timeline of how the Illuminati infiltrated hip-hop from the very beginning. Now, I don't know who the person is on the recording. It's two people. And it sounds like, being the audio engineer that I am, that it was recorded on a tape recorder or some sort of voice recording, because the quality is not good. I've done what I could, the best as possible, to clean up the audio. I even had to slow the pitch down because the original, what was sent to me, the original file that was sent to me, the audio sounded like it was sped up. So I slowed it down a little bit, and you can, I'm just going to put that disclaimer out there, the audio is not clear. Now what we're going to do, we're going to break down portions of this audio and line it up with topics that I've discussed previously on Flow Wisdom Radio. We're going to line it up with information that has been provided on Flow of Wisdom Radio by even some of my guests and some facts that I've been putting out there for the past several months as well. Now, I can't give you the validity of this recording. However, I will say this. The information that is provided, it sure does line up with things that we've been discussing on this show, and it's pretty consistent. And I have some resources that I've been tapping into to confirm some of the information that is being shared. So without taking up too much more time, I'm going to play a couple of minutes. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to take your phone calls, get your feedback so you guys can chime in and expand on it or ask any questions or comments or whatever you have. It's all good. Follow me on Twitter at Sean_Anthony. That's S-E-A-N. And join me on my fan page on Facebook. Just type in Sean Anthony, the Hip Hop Motivator. All right, here we go. Here's the audio. Here's the first few minutes of audio of a gentleman that appears to be in the Illuminati talking about the infiltration of hip hop from the very beginning. Listen.
I'm not going to talk about the Illuminati. I want to talk about the Illuminati and how they canceled out or disparage themselves from this hip hop church. And I'm going to talk about that sound for last night. See, what people don't understand is that in 84, there's this movement they call hip hop, where these rap artists just rapping over rock music. And let me tell you about music in general, and especially rock music. Rock music was created just for the simple purpose to keep evil spirits around you. Everyone who's in the Illuminati knows witchcraft. So everybody knows how to cast spells. And music is just spell bound, like the Pied Piper. That's how you lure the kids in with the beat. Man, that's why commercials have jingles. It's history, it's tough. This is what's real in the world. And the difference between negative music and positive music is negative music focuses on arrest, their mind. Positive music focuses on the lyrics, the powers in the words. So here's a music genre that pretty much started as a John Doe business. Now, the John Doe business, it grows into one of the biggest things of all times, where it should be created as a single entity. And we're making money off of it, but the money is not what stands. This thing can grow global, and the kings of the ghetto can come up from nothing and become multimillionaires. What is that going to do for our stability of control? We can't control that. They have the power to control that. And without control, the Illuminati would lose its power. So a guy named David Lau was the first guy to bring this forward over at Stockton Gateway at a meeting. He sat down with the church and he brought this up to the table. And he laughed at it to think that something as small as this could be so deep and so big. But as we start seeing the movements with this black power, everybody's talking about saying no to drugs, the juvenile that they ignored it because they didn't see the danger in it. So we have to bring the danger element to a show and put it right in their front page.
Hello, Wisdom Radio. This is Sean Anthony, the hip hop motivator, your host. You're just tuning in and listening to how hip hop was infiltrated by the Illuminati in the very beginning. And what you just heard is a clip of an audio taping of someone who I don't know the identity of, but apparently this person was an Illuminati who's given a timeline of how the Illuminati infiltrated hip hop. Now, I just want to go over a couple of points that he made. First of all, he said 1984 was basically when hip hop was first on their radar. And you got to think about, for all my hip hop heads that grew up during the beginning stages of hip hop, during the golden era of hip hop and everything in the '80s, you know, hip hop was more, much more positive than it is today. And then he gives an account on how rock and roll was created to keep evil spirits around. Now, if you guys remember, if you listen to my show I did a couple of weeks ago when I interviewed Professor Griff, he mentioned a guy by the name of John Todd, who was a former member of the Illuminati, who began to expose what's going on behind the scenes in the record industry. And this was during the 60s and the 70s. Now, I even did my own research on John Todd myself. John Todd worked for a record company called Zodiac Productions back in the 60s and 70s. And some of the recordings that John Todd has released, he says that they had a secret room at the top level of these record companies where they would take the masters of an album, the master recordings of these rock albums, and they would cast spells over the entire albums. Now, I placed a call to one of my previous guests, Doc Marquis. To those that have been following Flow Vision Radio, y'all know that was probably one of the most controversial, most listened to shows that I've had,
right,
next to the Steve Coakley interview. But I spoke to Doc Marquis last week to confirm this information, and he did tell me that this is true. And if you remember when I had Doc Marquis on my show, he told me that members of the Illuminati, in fact, do know how to cast spells. So that, again, confirms the information that we just heard in this audio clip. And, of course, Doc Marquis, he was a master witch himself in the Illuminati.
Now, just stopping right there, man. Like I said, like everybody who actually heard this broadcast early part of this week, I'm actually going to run the interview with Doc Marquis. Check this out.
I'm doing quite well in yourself.
I'm doing pretty good. Doc, I'm excited because I know we're going to try to cover as much information as possible. And to everyone that's listening right now, I'm not going to take any phone calls for the first 25 minutes or so, just so we can get as much information out as we possibly can, okay?
Good.
First of all, Doc, explain how you became a member of the Illuminati.
Well, I was actually born into a family that was in the Illuminati. You see, at the time when I was first initiated, I was, at that time, a seventh-generation witch. You see, my family's blood ties goes all the way back to 1789 in the Order of the Illuminati. So when I was 3 years old, I was brought to my dedication ceremony. Now, this is nothing unusual because when we look at other major religions around the world, you know, such as, Catholicism or Judaism, well, those people are bringing their children to their churches or their temples and dedicating them to the cause of God, correct?
Right.
And the Illuminati, they're doing the same thing, except they're dedicating their children to the cause of Lucifer.
Mm.
So after my dedication ceremony, for the next 10 years of my life, I was put into the outer court. Now, the outer court is best understood as the Illuminati's version of a seminary. This is where you're taught all the rites, the rituals, astrology, human sacrifice, the eight nights of human sacrifice, name it, that's where you're going to learn all the basic stuff. So when I was 13 years old, I was brought to my initiation ceremony. Now, what happened at that point was I was brought before an altar after, you know, an hour's worth of incantations and whatnot. But about an hour later, I was brought forward to the altar. And that's when the first thing they brought out was a book made out of lamb's hide. Now, that's in the occult world, that's known as the Book of the Dead. The next thing they brought out was a quilt feather. And the third and last thing, at that point, they brought out a silver knife. Now, in the occult world, that silver knife is called Athame. What they did then, they took that silver knife, they cut my arm wide open. I picked up that feather, dipped it in my own blood, and I signed my new occult name in the Book of the Dead.
Wait, hold on, Doc. You said you had to cut your arm open?
They did it.
I mean, obviously.
They took the knife and cut my arm wide open.
And you're 13 years old when this is going on, right?
Yes.
I mean, how painful was that? I mean, that's...
Well, I really don't remember. It's been so long, but it's the typical age for a person who's was born into such a thing to be initiated. 13 is the age if you're born into a family.
And, wow, that's interesting because the Jewish culture have the bar and bat mitzvah at the age of 13?
Yes, they have the bar mitzvah.
13 is the age.
Well, let's face it, when we're going to look into the occult world, most of the things are either a direct opposite of something you find in the scriptures or something that is perverted and twisted from the scriptures. You notice how in the Book of Revelation, Jesus Christ has the Lamb's Book of Life, correct?
Right.
Well, in the occult world, they have... the Book of the Dead that's made out of lamb's hide.
Now, you said you had to take this feathered pen, I guess...
This quilt feather, I dipped it in my own blood, and I signed my new occult name into the Book of the Dead. Once I did that, I was completely initiated as a first-level Illuminati witch.
Wow. We're talking to Doc Marquis, ex-Illuminati member. This is Flow of Wisdom Radio. I'm your host, Sean Anthony, the hip-hop motivator. flowofwisdom.com. I'll be taking your questions, comments in about 25 minutes or so, just due to the amount of information we want to get out there. But like my Facebook page, The Hip Hop Motivator, follow me on Twitter at Sean_Anthony. Doc, can you mention the family in which you came from, the bloodline that you came from?
Well, as I said, it was one of the oldest bloodlines in existence, but and this is what amazes me. Most people think that everyone in America or maybe other countries of the world, that they're just born into a Christian family or something like that, and that's not the case. I mean, in America alone, you have 8 major occult groups, and not everyone is born in a Christian family, for mercy's sake.
Right.
This is part of the problem. Everyone has some type of religious blinders around their eyes. They just can't see that there is a genuine spiritual battle going on here for the souls of man.
Doc, how did you get out of the Illuminati? And you spent 20 years in this organization, right?
Well, yeah. You see, how I got out, and this is an interesting story. It was a long story, but I'll make it short. Now, let me think back. That would have been, okay, in the summer of, wait a second. Boy, am I aging myself now. No, this would have been, let me think. Yeah, it was the summer of 1975. Literally hundreds of members of the Illuminati were under orders to infiltrate the military. You see, at that point, the Illuminati did not have their claws deep enough into the 4 branches of the armed services in the United States of America to where they had complete control. Well, they were going to finally do it no matter what, but there was a major problem. At first, they were trying to get their own people recognized under chaplain status, but, you know, considering who and what they were, that wasn't going to happen. So they sent literally hundreds and hundreds of us in, nevertheless, to fulfill a three-pronged attack. Now, the first part of this attack required every single person in the Illuminati who was sent in to set up a fully operative coven at whatever base they went to. It didn't matter if it was in America or overseas. Every member was going to start a coven. The second part of that plan, we had to recruit key members of the military into each of these covens. This way, once they were in, whatever they had access to, we now had access to because they were one of us. The third part of this three-pronged attack was to guarantee that every single major occult religion in the United States and abroad would receive federal recognition. And unfortunately, we were just way too good at what we did, because if you check the Army Chaplain's Handbook on Religious Requirements, the April 1978 edition, you will find listed for the very first time in all of history, major occult religions were listed in the Army Chaplain's Handbook. Now,
yo, and I'm just going to stop just right there. I'm just going to stop right there for all simplicity purposes. And again, I got a lot of new listeners that's on the air tonight. Real talk, I'm sharing this with you for two reasons. One, we need to know. And second, for all the artists that are definitely engaged in all genres of music, especially hip-hop, I'm kind of drawing some lines here. You know what I'm saying? But don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Please, please, please do your own research. Now, I'm going to play a follow-up to that clip. Now, keep in mind, this is Dark Marquis, and this is who my man Sean Anthony is talking about here.
What he said, and I'm telling you, he it was interesting. He did not remember who that guy is. Nonetheless, this guy on this tape is talking about how positive hip-hop was. He said they were talking about black power, the red, black, and green. It was all about peace and unity, and that was a problem because this is something that was going to grow. They seen the potential in hip-hop at the very beginning because it was pulling all of us together, the black people. Think of some of the popular rap artists you had in the mid '80s. KRS-One, BDP, you know, Boogie Down Productions. You had X Clan. You know, at the time, Queen Latifah had a song called you know, Ladies First and Unity. UNITY. You know, think about every rap album. Eric B and Rakim. Every rap album back in the day had a positive song. Let's take it back to the message with Grandmaster Flash. That's the early 80s for you right there. Afrika Bambaataa. Think about it. Now, before I play this next clip, I want you to pay very close attention, because he's about to explain to you the first pawn of the Illuminati to infiltrate hip-hop, a guy by the name of Jerry Heller. Now, for those that know hip-hop from back in the day, you know who Jerry Heller is. For those that do not know who he is, I will explain to you, and you'll hear it even further in this audio clip. But Jerry Heller is the man behind NWA. Jerry Heller worked hand-in-hand and created Ruthless Records with Eazy-E, okay? Jerry Heller is the quote-unquote reason why NWA broke up in the first place, because of the relationship that Eazy-E had with Jerry Heller. And then he goes on to talk about Ice-T and so on and so forth. So pay close attention, y'all. Listen.
So, my first plan, it's a plan named Jerry Heller. He works with him. But he couldn't be in the middle of us because he's not here, but he works with us. He comes in, we activate Jerry, and he's talking to a guy named Eric Wright, and he's telling Eric how to change his money into legal money. And he talks to Eric about doing his record company and how to do his finances for him. Eric is a lust lover. He knows nothing. The only thing he cares about is what he lusts about is money. Nothing worth anything. You know, they bring in this group, and you know what happened after that? They bring in this NWA. They were making these mixtapes that Tipper Gore was being out of focus. And she was the one saying that this rap gets out to the public, it's going to destroy our youth. And the Illuminati said, right away, we got to get this out to the public. And that's what we did. We went through a label that didn't even exist. We just did television commercial jingles, and we put out this music. And it was a smash. The FBI, smash investigation, the lyrics was abrasive, and it was on the front page. Now the parents are seeing the danger.
I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to play another, you know, I'm going to finish out the first clip with my man, Dot Marquis, with my man, Sean Anthony, and I'm going to explain something to you. What he just explained is how they promoted the actual content initially from a mixtape perspective, is they used advertisement dollars from jingles, and placed it into a company that didn't even exist to promote on the airwaves the first single from NWA under the direction of Jerry. I'm trying to show you guys something. Without saying it and be blunt, I might as well just be blunt so you really get this, because you know what I'm saying, we got time, but time is limited and time is running short. There's a recipe here that if you listen very closely, the way it was infiltrated is how we take it back. But you got to understand where we are today with this level of technology and the ability to be able to reach the masses at such a an instant. You know what I'm saying? What you heard in the earlier part of the you know, the clip with Doc was basically, you know, the attacks are not just, you know, it's a full-blown attack all the way around the board that started a long time ago. And I was born in 1973, just to put my age out there. And, man, I was a prodigy of hip-hop. I grew up with hip-hop. I watched it blossom, I watched it grow, and I watched it become what it is today. Because it has so much of an influence in the black community, and because it has so much positive implications of unifying the black culture, therefore, those that saw fit infiltrated it and perverted it and changed the direction and made it mainstream for us to totally demoralize the system for which it was used for us to unify us and strengthen us. I'll give you one more. You heard my man West Manifest talk, you know, throughout the broadcast, you know, and shouts out to my man West if you out there, real talk. We'll definitely have him in the building this week. We talked about Black Wall Street for a reason. You know, it wasn't the fact that there was civil unrest. It was the fact that the black community decided that they could do business among themselves, create their own way of economics. That's when the infiltration took place on that standpoint. Do your history. Go to Google. Type in Black Wall Street. Find out exactly what happened. Look around and listen. Connect the dots. It ain't hard to tell. Check this out.
Hundreds, literally hundreds, of members of the Illuminati were under orders to infiltrate the military. You see, at that point, the Illuminati did not have their claws deep enough into the four branches of the armed services in the United States of America to where they had complete control. Well, they were going to finally do it no matter what, but there was a major problem. At first, they were trying to get their own people recognized under chaplain status, but, you know, considering who and what they were, that wasn't going to happen. So they sent literally hundreds and hundreds of us in, nevertheless, to fulfill a three-pronged attack. Now, the first part of this attack required every single person in the Illuminati who was sent in to set up a fully operative coven at whatever base they went to. It didn't matter if it was in America or overseas. Every member was going to start a coven. The second part of that plan, we had to recruit key members of the military into each of these covens. This way, once they were in, whatever they had access to, we now had access to because they were one of us. The third part of this three-pronged attack was to guarantee that every single major occult religion in the United States and abroad would receive federal recognition. And unfortunately, we were just way too good at what we did, because if you check the Army Chaplain's Handbook on Religious Requirements, the April 1978 edition, you will find listed for the very first time in all of history, major occult religions were listed in the Army Chaplain's Handbook. Now, we're talking like, you know, witchcraft, Satanism, you know, their religious services, how they practice, and all this. So from that moment on, no one could legally touch them like that because, as I just stated, they had federal recognition.
I'm going to stop right there. You ever wonder why, you know, with the introduction of the Internet, we went from a paper trail system to a paperless tracking system? You know, yes, we need to conserve, you know, our rainforest, and, you know, yes, we need to conserve destroying the ozone layer and this, that, and the third. The prerequisite of all this stuff was placed and pushed into existence a long time ago. And because a lot of us don't read, don't research, don't look into certain things in a certain capacity, we don't quite understand and know really what took place. I'm trying to show you something. Check it out.
They created laws.
Now, when I was at Fort Lewis, Washington, this would have been somewhere around the summer of 78, I was walking down to the PX. I just had to pick up a couple of things, and I was, at the time, I was a licensed senior medical specialist. I had graduated from the American Academy of Health Sciences at Fort Sam in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
So I'm going down the road, and I bump into a colleague, no one I really knew well, just, you know, someone I saw every now and then, and he struck up a conversation. About 15 minutes later, you know, he had to go, but before he left, he asked me what I thought was the silliest question in that point of my life. He asked me if I wanted to go to church with him on Sunday.
Okay.
Now, considering I was an Illuminati witch at the time, and I'm not going to tell you exactly how I said it, but the answer was no.
There's probably some silk farm silk in there, right?
Yeah, I was worshiping a different god at the time, so a false one, but nevertheless.
Is it safe to say that you were worshiping Satan at that time?
Well, in the Illuminati, they don't believe in Satan. They believe in Lucifer.
Lucifer. We're talking to Doc Marquis. Today's topic, Uncovering the Deception. Doc Marquis is an ex-Illuminati member turned Christian, now exposing it all. This is Sean Anthony, the hip-hop motivator, Flow of Wisdom Radio. Doc, you have you had any attempts on your life?
Oh, my goodness. I lost count after 25.
So,
you know, they've tried to shoot me. They've tried to run me over. They've tried to poison me. I mean, it's just something that you just go with. I mean, you have to understand, John, I've been a born-again Christian since April 15, 1979. I've been doing this for more than 32 years now. And by the grace of God, I'll be doing it for 32 more. You see, the one thing the Illuminati is terrified above all things is that people will reveal their secrets. Anyone on the inside, whoever ever gets out, most of the time they're killed within the first year of getting out. And that's only And maybe it's just something, a pattern I've seen. But it seems the only people that get to live beyond that one-year mark are those people who get saved. And unfortunately, most of the time, because they just don't, shall we say, haven't learned the correct survival skills, that they've, most of them will die within 3 years.
Are you familiar with John Todd? I've done some research, and he's a former member of the Illuminati.
I've only heard him mentioned every now and then, and quite honestly, I've never spoken to him. I've never met him, so I really don't know. I have absolutely no knowledge about that man.
All right, share the story. You said the Christian guy invited you to church. You told him in a very non-polite way, no. Fast forward to when you did go to church and you accepted Christ as your Savior.
Okay, well, what happened after I told him no? For the next 3 years, and I'm going to tell you, those are the longest 3 years of my life. It seemed no matter where I went and no matter how far I went, there was some born-again Christian just waiting in the wings to witness to me.
Right.
I mean, and this is a true story. I swear this is a true story. I was in Germany at the time, and I was walking down this one road, and this white van pulled up out of nowhere, and even before it stopped, the door flew open, and some guy with a Bible in his hand was headed right for me. And so, you know, this is getting a little bit out of control as far as
I'm sort of like a CIA operative or something like that, right?
Oh, I tell you.
Christ Intelligence Agency.
I felt like I was one of those teenage boys in high school, you know, how they pin a sign on the back of your back or something, except this one said, get this guy saved, he's a witch.
Mm.
You know, but at the end of those 3 years, I finally understood what I was doing in light of what the Christians had been saying all along. So it was on April 15th, 1979, and I admit it, I went into this one church as a sold-out slave of Satan's, but God be praised, on that day, I left as a born-again child of the King. And for the last 32 years, I've been doing the best I can to expose the Order of the Illuminati, their plans for the New World Order, and everything that's been going on.
Doctor,
everyone knows something's going on now.
Let me ask you this.
No one knows exactly what, and that's part of what I'm trying to do, to educate people with, to really show them the truth of what's really going on out there.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of that. Right now we're talking to Doc Marquis, former member of the Illuminati, Slow Wisdom Radio, Sean Anthony, the Hip Hop Motivator. Doc, you have some information on a 7-part plan of the Illuminati, and I'll list them off, and then I want you to explain who created this and how this 7-part plan transpired. The 7-part plan, number one, is abolishment of all government, abolishment of all private property, abolish patriotism, religion, abolish the family, abolishment of an inheritance, and 7, the creation of a new world order. Go ahead, Doc.
Those seven parts of a giant plan was penned by Dr. Adam Weishaupt himself. Now, Dr. Weishaupt happened to have been the very first head of the Order of the Illuminati. You see, back in 1773, Weishaupt, who was a professor of Jewish canon law at the university in Ingolstadt, Bavaria, was approached by Meyer Amschel Bauer, who would later change his last name to Rothschild, along with his 12 most influential financial friends, and basically, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, basically they told Weishaupt, we know you have the occult knowledge and skill to put it all together. We've got the money. You do it, we'll back it. Weishaupt had spent the next 3 years of his life organizing and coming up with all the plans of the Order of the Illuminati. You see, in 1773, the Jesuit priests had found out that they had once again been meddling in the affairs of monarchy. They were hoarding money, and, I mean, they were just getting completely out of hand. And most of the monarchies of Europe at that time had had it with them. Now, Weishaupt himself happened to have been a Jesuit, but he was defrocked. In other words, he was no longer a Jesuit once Pope had decreed such an order. And so he had a very mean axe to grind at the time. So he organized the Order of the Illuminati, and on May 1st, 1776, the Order of the Illuminati was officiated, and he had devised a seven-part plan to create and take over the world through what he called the Novus Ordo Seclorum, or from the Latin, a new world order.
Which is on the back of our dollar bill, correct?
Well, yes, those two seals on the back of your dollar bill, those are not the two seals of the order, I should say, of the United States. Those are the two seals of the Illuminati. And I know you saw DVD 1 in which I exposed those two seals for what they were, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You saw for yourself the physical evidence, the facts for themselves, that those two seals have... I explained in this new DVD series, DVD 1 as a matter of fact, that those are definitely the seals of the Order of the Illuminati and that they never have been the two great seals of the United States of America. That's just one of the great lies that we've been given, and that is among the top 1% of those secrets the Illuminati never wanted anyone to find out. But, you know, being a born-again Christian, I'm not going to keep a secret when it comes to them.
I know, that's right. We're talking to Doc Marquis, Uncovering the Deception. It's Floral Wisdom Radio. I'm going to start opening up the phone lines. I'm also going to be reading your comments and questions on my Facebook page. Just like my page, The Hip Hop Motivator. Follow me on Twitter at Sean_Anthony. Doc, you mentioned a very interesting date. You said May 1st, 1776 was when the Illuminati was, I guess, finalized and officially created?
Yes.
That date plays, what is the significance of that date even now?
Well, in the Order of the Illuminati, there's 8 nights in which human sacrifice must be performed. On May 1st, that is the second highest night on the Illuminati calendar for human sacrifice. That's known as the Night of Beltane. The highest one is coming up. It's from October 29th, 30th, and 31st. You call it Halloween. In the Illuminati, they call it Samhain, after the Celtic Lord of the Dead, known as Lord Samhain. Most of their practicing of human sacrifice and their religious belief goes all the way back to the Druids. However, we can trace the entire belief system of the Order of the Illuminati all the way back to Babylon itself.
Mm.
You see, the idea of Illuminism is nothing new. As I stated, it can be traced back to Babylon, but the problem is no one had the correct amount of knowledge and influence to put it together. However, once they put Weishaupt along with the Rothschilds together, they had a 1-2 punch that no one was able to touch.
Wow. Talking to Doc Marquis, former Illuminati member, and he was a high-ranked witch at that. Floral Wisdom Radio, Sean Anthony, the hip-hop motivator, Uncovering the Deception. That's what we're talking about. I'm going to open up the phone lines, as I said. Doc, I want to, without going into too many details, you dabbled on Halloween, which they call Samhain. Without going into too many details, because we have some future shows on this topic, but can you give like a brief interview of how the Illuminati implemented their ideology into American holidays, such as Halloween, Easter, and Christmas?
Well, you see, anything the Illuminati does, there is a specific way, according to occult practices, that things must be done. And the Illuminati will always mark their territory. Mind that very carefully. I can show anyone how they mark their own territory. It's very easy to determine if something is of the Illuminati or not. Now, with the American calendar, they have put certain specific holidays and gave them different names and put a veneer of Christianity around it. This way people would accept them and say, oh, these are great, these are wonderful, we're worshiping the Lord. And that's the furthest thing that is going on.
Wow, I think you just dropped the bomb. I want to take like 4.5 seconds for let that to just sink in. So what you're telling me is that the Order of the Illuminati implemented some ideology around holidays and tied it into the Christianity religion so that they believe that they are that they're doing God's work or God's will or, you know, worshiping Jesus. Is that correct?
Correct. And that's the farthest thing from it. You see, the Illuminati has been working on certain long-range plans to get America into thinking that they're doing God's work, and it's the furthest thing from the truth. Certain holidays, and I, what was that? I think it was DVD 2, if I remember. It's called America's Occult Holidays.
Yes.
I have, beyond any doubt whatsoever, aside from the major holiday known as Thanksgiving, every single other major holiday on America's occult calendar has its origins in the occult world. And the proof of the pudding, among other things, is that these holidays were put on the calendar in a very specific numerical Illuminati order. And you've seen that. You saw the pattern yourself. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever that this pattern exists and that those holidays are all occultic in origin. And what really, really breaks my heart here is that we go to the Holy Scriptures and we can find where God said we are not supposed to be doing thus and thus and so and so, and yet on these very same occult holidays, that's exactly what everyone in America is doing.
Unbelievable. Doc Marquis, my guest, ex-Illuminati member, Flow Wisdom Radio. Call in right now. This is Flow Wisdom Radio, Sean Anthony, your host. Let's get to some comments here. Let me see if I had a couple of questions from some people on my website at flowofwisdom.com. Kid Fresh says, everywhere I look, there seems to be symbols hidden in songs and music videos. Just what is the connection between the Illuminati and hip-hop? If there is one, why does it seem to only use hip-hop music? And that's from Kid Fresh.
It isn't just hip-hop. That's just what it appears to be. You see, when I was a master witch or a third-level witch in the Illuminati back in the 70s, there was a very powerful music production company. They were known as Zodiac Production. You might remember them.
Right.
This was, as I said, I'm showing my age now, but this was way back in the 70s. Zodiac Production was the one place you went to if you really wanted to make a name for yourself. Now, back then, we had, of course, rock and roll. So if you want to, make a big name for yourself, you went to Zodiac Production. However, if you wanted the three big things, fame, fortune, and money, whatever, you became a member of the Illuminati.
Repeat that last statement again, Doc. You said any fame or fortune.
If you wanted the fame, the fortune, the money, the glitz, the glamour, and all that, you became a member of the Illuminati. Now, here's the thing of it. What most people don't realize is that you can be in the order of the Illuminati and not practice per se, but you will dance to whatever tune they tell you to, and woe be to the person who tries to go against them.
Whoa, so.
Yeah, they'll give you whatever you want.
But you're going to have
one of those big rock and roll stars back then. Oh, yeah, they gave you the fame, the power, the glory, and everything that went with it. But you pushed whatever they told you to. And it's the same thing. I mean, now we have hip-hop and other things, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you notice, it hasn't stopped. It's just a different style of music, and the Illuminati still have their little puppets dancing to their tune, spreading whatever message they're telling them to spread.
I hope you people out there are listening to this show right now. We're talking to an ex-member of the Illuminati. He's telling you, this is not someone that did research. This was somebody who was in this occult group. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm going to try to take a few phone calls because I know you guys have questions. It's Flow Wisdom Radio. This is Sean Anthony. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering, has he talked about any ties with, like, the new hip-hop generation now and the Illuminati?
Repeat that again.
Has he talked about any ties with the Illuminati and the hip-hop generation now, the way everybody is exaggerating it to be?
Well, he just explained. I don't know if you were able to listen as you were calling in.
Okay.
He just mentioned that you can become a member of the Illuminati and get the bling bling, the money, the cars, and all of that stuff, but you're going to have to do whatever it is that they tell you to do. Isn't that right, Doc?
Yes, and what's the more interesting, have you noticed that nowadays there seems to be two major sides in hip-hop? Some people are saying and siding with the Order of the Illuminati, and then there are those who apparently may have been in the Illuminati, but they've left, and they're speaking out against the Order of the Illuminati through their music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for your call, ma'am. I appreciate it. Let me read some of these comments here on my Facebook page. Toshiba, by the way, is listening in Ohio. She said, she has two questions, actually, Bob. Is being born into a family who was part of the Illuminati, did you have a choice in whether or not you wanted to be a part of it at the age of 13?
Okay, let me answer that question first. At that point in my life, I was 13 years old. I, like most teenagers at that time, I did not come to that point in my life where I was, where I would say I was self actualized, you know, as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised in this, and this was just the way it was. This is the way things were. I did not come to that part of my life where I really had a choice to look at things in a different perspective.
Right.
That opportunity was not given to me till after those 3 years when the Christians had been witnessing to me. Once I finally realized, and I mean genuinely in my heart, realized that there was another choice and that I could take this choice if I really wanted to, that's when things in my life started turning around. But up to that point, up to 13, no, that's just the way things were. People on this side of the coin, they worship their Catholic God. People over there, they worship their Jewish God. Me, at that point in my life, I worshiped who I thought was the true God, and that was Lucifer.
And that's what you brought up to bring. So our second question,
yes,
was there any sort of punishment if you choose not to be included in the group? Obviously, I think you mentioned that it was for death.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You see, how this works, let me explain this to your audience. You see, it doesn't matter how many people are in the family. One person for every generation must be initiated to keep the bloodline going. At least one person has to represent that bloodline. Now, in my case, as I said, I represented the bloodline, and at that point, I was a seventh generation Illuminati witch.
Rizzo asks, do you believe Jay-Z and Beyonce is a part of the Illuminati, as you described before?
I've been compiling, and it's going to take me a while still because there's so much. But I've been compiling a list of different people and their music, you know, who is singing for the Illuminati, who appears to be singing against the Illuminati. And once I have all that information down, I'll be able to give a lot more answers as far as hip-hop is concerned. I've got a number of people helping me on this. It's just going to take a while. It's just a lot of information I have to gather.
Well, make sure you come back on Floor Wizard Radio so we can put it out there. This is definitely a platform, Dr.
Well,
Chinese.
You know, I'm trying. I've got a whole new DVD series. You know, it's a 12-part DVD series that we've been producing. Eight other DVDs are already produced. They're available to the people. Anyone can get this material. And I'm working on, as you well know, we just discussed the other day, you and me, we were discussing DVDs 9 and 10, which no one is allowed to know about right now.
Right.
So you remember to keep mum about that.
Right. We'll talk about that in the future. But, Doc, let me give out your information. CreationMessage.com is your website. CreationMessage.com. You can get in contact with Doc. Let's take some phone calls, Doc. Let's go to line one. Line one, Floor Wisdom Radio. This is Sean Anthony. Hello?
Yeah, hey, can I get a question for the doctor?
Please, go ahead.
Hold on. Hello?
Yes, you have a question?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to know, how is he a part of Illuminati, and he just jumped out of Illuminati and destined and come to him?
Well, I don't know if you just tuned in, but he explained that a little earlier in the show. He was born into it. He was the seventh generation member. It was in his bloodline. It was part of his family. And he got out of it by turning his life around and started believing in God. In
I
Jesus.
Became a born-again Christian on April 15th, 1979. I was in the Order of the Illuminati for 20 years of my life. And I had attained, unfortunately, the level of a master witch, a third-level witch in the Order of the Illuminati. But a group of Christians started witnessing to me for 3 years of my life. Everywhere I was going, Christians were witnessing to me. And it took 3 very long years of witnessing, and I know Christians were praying for me. But it took 3 years to finally break down those occult barriers that were preventing me from seeing the truth of what was really going on. And it was on April 15th, 1979, that I became a born-again Christian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take some more calls here. I'm trying to read some of these responses on my Facebook page. Robert Hopkins says, what better way to cover up wickedness than to mix it in with something that is supposed to represent good? It happens every day in this country. All people need to remember that Yahshua, in parentheses, Jesus, is Lord. And this is a response to when I posted on Facebook that you said that these holidays were tied into the Christian religion.
A-R-Q-U-I-S, just like the Mercury Marquis, just put in Doc Marquis. I'm on Facebook, and as Sean just stated, we have a new website up. It's called creationmessage.com, and as I said, it's new.
All right, let me get to this.
Some information up. We're working on it, but I believe there is a phone number you can reach me at also. I'm almost positive I put that up there.
All right, let's take a call. Let's go to line one, Floor of Wisdom Radio. Please turn your radios down when you call in. Yo, caller number one, what's up?
Yes, what is the name of those 8 series?
Oh, okay. The DVDs is part of a 12-part series. The whole series is called Secrets of the Illuminati. And like DVD 1 is called The Arrival of the Antichrist, DVD 2, America's Occult Holiday, so on and so forth. Now, if you want to get a hold of me afterwards and talk to me about this, just call me at 402-228-9476. 402-228-9476. 9476. I'll happily explain anything you want to talk about with the DVD series or anything else.
Yeah, Doctor, and I also posted your information on my website as well. So if you go to floorwisdom.com, all of your information is there. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to line four. This is Floor Wisdom Radio. Sean Anthony here. Hello.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, please turn your radio down.
I did.
Okay, go ahead. You have a question?
Yeah, I got a question. What is the quickest way to identify Illuminati territory being marked? How do I identify it?
That's okay. Now,
I'm going to hang you up, so listen on the radio, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of feedback here. Easiest way, look for a specific jewelry that certain individuals are wearing in your area. We're talking like pentagrams, hexagrams, or even the phoenix birds. Those are among three of the easiest way to see yourself is in the Illuminati. And right now, someone is trying to call me, but I can't answer.
Yeah, let's get
just,
yeah. Don't
the folks gonna have to wait till after the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Other signs that people are in that area. Look for certain graffiti that has never been there.
Let's give out that number at the end of the show, Doc. Let me ask you this: what about the owl?
The owl is among the oldest of all the totem animal symbols in the Illuminati. It's their most sacred. You see, the owl itself, and you can find this on the back of the dollar bill. There's four of them, and there's one on the front. This marks the Illuminati's territory. You see, the owl originated with the Greek goddess known as Pallas Athena. Pallas Athena was the goddess of wisdom. Let's bring it back further. According to the Holy Scriptures, we find out in the book of Isaiah and Ezekiel that the wisest of all God's creation was Lucifer. There's the thread of wisdom again. Now, let's bring it back to the order of the Illuminati. Illuminati, from the Latin, means the bearers of light or the wise ones. That's why it's the owl, because Satan himself was considered to be the wisest of all creation, one of the ancient false pagan goddesses, which is in the occult world, obviously, was Pallas Athena. Her symbol was the owl. Bring it up to the name Illuminati. That's why they used the owl.
Talking to Doc Marquis, ex-Illuminati member. This is Floor Wisdom Radio. Sean Anthony, the hip-hop motivator, your host. Doc, let's switch up real quick because we're running short of time. Let's talk about some events that have taken place and even some organizations. Of course, we've all dug up research, the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations. What about FEMA? I've been hearing some stories about FEMA, that they're tied into this whole New World Order movement. Is there any truth to that?
The death camps and all that, right?
The death camps, is that what you said?
And the death camps, right?
Right.
All that is part of the plan for when they're going to literally trick people behind their back to where they're going to cry out for martial law. You see, that would have been the summer of 76. I was flown out to the middle of the Mojave Desert. Now, from where this airstrip was, and mind you, the airstrip we landed at was impossible to see. You had to know exactly where you were going or you could never have found it. We drove for about 10 kilometers. It would have been east, and then we headed north for about another 10 clicks. And we came to this mountain range, and you had to know exactly which spot you were going in, because there was a very small opening that we drove through in a Jeep. We went through for about 2 clicks, and all of a sudden it opened up into a massive area where the very first concentration camp, and I do mean concentration camp, was being built. I saw it. I was there back in 76. Now, this concentration camp was built along the lines of an execution camp you would have found in Nazi Germany. At the time, that camp could, once it was up and fully running, could execute 4,000 people per day. Now, I know of one other person who left the Order of the Illuminati. She died about 8 years ago. It was of natural causes. She died of cancer. Who saw the same camp many, many years after I did, and she said it was capable of executing 40,000 people now.
So is it safe to say, Dr. Pete, these people?
Now, I have photographic evidence, and I have put this on those DVDs. But wherever I do any type of live presentation or anything, I will bring the evidence, and I've got the photographic evidence that these are POW camps and that all this was started, believe it or not, by Bill Clinton. There's a series of events that you have to take from Bill Clinton's administration. But once the event started with him, half of the military bases throughout the United States became demilitarized. They were literally handed over to foreign agencies. And on those demilitarized bases, we now have POW camps. Now, here's the trick of it. Why would we have POW camps on American soil if there's no war going on in America? Unless they're planning to start a war. And don't think this is not possible, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who do not know your history lessons, you got to go back to the 1940s when we interned Japanese-American citizens and put them in internment camps. That's right. What they were called. They were still POW camps by any other name. But we locked our own citizens in these camps.
Yeah, it was done before.
Tens of thousands of American citizens who was born here on American soil of Japanese descent were put in because people were afraid that they might do something.
All right, we're talking to Doc Marquis, a former Illuminati member, Sean Anthony, the hip-hop motivator. Let's go to line two. Welcome to Flow Wisdom Radio. This is Sean Anthony. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. You have a question?
Yes, I was listening to the conversation, and I was thinking about, like, Tupac. You know, Tupac said something about the Illuminati, too, and he used to sing it all the time, you know, either Rider, Dad, you know. And then I listened to Katy Perry's song, one of Katy Perry's songs with Kanye West, when she was saying something, you must be the devil. I don't know, but I woke up with a dream, like a dream from that, and from that day on, I haven't listened to that song at all, because he kind of freaked me out right there. I wanted to know, did he think that Tupac had, I know he said he got to do a lot of investigation.
Yeah, he's still doing research as far as hip-hop and popular culture is concerned. Isn't that safe to say, Doc?
Oh, yes. We've been trying to tackle this problem. It was at the same time. And ladies and gentlemen, someone else is trying to call in. Please don't call in right now. I just can't answer the phone. I'm doing the show.
Right. Absolutely. Got another question from Rizzo. It says, if Obama happens to get elected again, what are your thoughts on President Obama being the quote-unquote Antichrist?
No. There's no way it's Obama. You see, folks, we have to understand, according to the scriptures, the Antichrist is going to be an unknown political figure who's going to have what appears to be an overnight meteoric rise in politics, who will apparently have all the answers to all the problems. Now, this does not fit the description of Barack Obama. And we also find out, according to the scripture, whoever the Antichrist is going to be, and you have to go to the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation for this information, but we find out that he's going to be a male Jewish virgin, among other things. Now, that is not Barack Obama by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, let's take a couple more calls. These lines are blowing up. Line four, welcome to Floor Wisdom Radio. This is Sean Anthony. Hello.
Hey, yeah, what's going on? Is the doc still there?
Yes, doc. Go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah, I have a question about a certain subject related to the matter about the reptilians. Are there such thing as reptilians who do the sacrifice, who are like the head of the sacrifices, who's been here since the Sumerian days?
Okay, you have to understand now, you're talking about a particular race. Some people are referring to it as either the Anunnakians, some also are referring and tying them into the Rephaims and the Nephilims, okay?
Yeah.
Those lizard-like creatures are actual demons.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. You know, they are not to be confused with the ancient Nephilims or Rephilims. Those were giants. That's something entirely different. But
You mean yes. Rephaim, like those who wake from the dead?
Excuse me?
You mean the Rephaim, like those, the walking dead?
No. We go to the Holy Scriptures, we find out that the Rephaims and the Nephilims were the two Hebrew words for giants. You see, Holy Scripture tells us there was four races of giants. We're talking the Anakims, the Emims, the Horans, and the Zuzans. They were all members of a particular race of giants. Now, the Hebrew words, Nephil and Rapha, which where we get the word Nephilim and Nephilim from, they mean giants, or, you know, someone like, you know, Goliath. Okay. That's what the words mean. People have been misusing them and saying that talking about a particular species of alien. It is not.
All right.
The lizard people, that's an entirely different topic.
All right, I got to cut this short a little bit. Let's quick question, Doc, on Facebook. Slain Illusion says, is population control underway to usher in the world visualized by the Georgia Guidestones?
Well, the Georgia Guidestones, now I was just there not too long ago, part of DVD 7 and 8. We filmed at the Guidestones because of what's supposed to happen on December 21st, 2012, you know, the big doom and gloom scenario thing.
Right. Touch on that now, also.
Excuse me?
Touch on that briefly as well, because we're running short.
Okay, well, it is believed by so many people that on December 21st, 2012, we're going to crash and burn just like we were supposed to with, you know, Y2K.
Right.
There's a lot more going on with December 21st, 2012, than most people realize. But let me just digress to that population control thing, because, you see, the Illuminati has been literally experimenting with population control ever since World War II. You see, as far as they're concerned, the world is overpopulated, and they need to bring it down to what they call a manageable number. Now, for them, a manageable number means they're going to, through a series of population control movements, bring down the world population down to, they're going to knock off two-thirds of the world's population. And they're doing this through, their experiments have been going on through abortions, certain vaccines, making it illegal in parts of the world to have more than one child. And let's talk about China and Japan, because once the Japanese border was closed to Americans after World War II, the Illuminati, in order to manage and to see what type of numbers they could manipulate, made it illegal in Japan without state permission to have two children or more.
You know that, Doc, we got to cut this short. And this is all documented, because with the abortions, you got Planned Parenthood all over the country, and then with these vaccines, just recently in California, someone sent me some information this week where they're giving these HPV vaccines to these young girls without the parents' consent.
The parents try to stand up against this, the government is planning to arrest them. People don't know this, but I've been trying to warn people that the government is behind this. And if you try to prevent your child from getting these inoculations, which I will warn you are so dangerous, but if you try to stop it, you face possible imprisonment.
Man, shoot.
you. I was about
to say, legal.
Yeah, I was about to say something on the radio I shouldn't say. But, Doc, thank you for your time. We already got it locked in. Doc will be back on Floor of Wisdom Radio. Right, Doc? Tell the people you're coming back.
Oh, I will be.
We got something great in plan for y'all. Look, I appreciate y'all rocking out. Of course, you know the show is only an hour long. I will say this and leave you with this. In Matthew 24, verse 6, it says, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Look, the scriptures has already lined it out. Pay attention to the signs, people. Wake up and don't wait to get your life right with the Most High God, because we all know tomorrow is not promised. I'm Sean Anthony, the hip hop motivator, reminding you to live life, get wisdom, and let it flow. I'll holler.
Get motivated.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world